Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 8, the easy version. Now, my friends, I want to say this to you. Fill your minds with thoughts about good things. Think about things that are true, clean, right, and lovely. Always think about things which people know are very good. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Good morning. We're still on Soul Porch, and what a couple of weeks it's been. So many things have happened in this amazing self-fast. And remember, it's always about thinning our lives so we can thicken our communion with God. And this morning is no different. In fact, today on Soul Porch, we'll be fasting negativity. Yes, negativity. So today, and maybe for the rest of the 40 days, no negativity. But I'm not going to push it, so I'm going to ask you to start with only one day. Now, the interesting thing is, now that I've said it, you'll be shocked to know how negative we are as human beings. Now, the thing I also think we need to pay attention to is the fact that God needs us to be positive. And He knows that it doesn't start just from the outside. It starts from the inside. So today, as we try to stay away from anything that is negative, anything that instills fear, worry, regret, anxiety, and so on, we will need to be intentional about doing it. Because sometimes you don't necessarily go after things that are negative. They come to you. There are times where you sit on your own in your own little corner of the world, and someone sends you a message on WhatsApp, on Instagram, or Snapchat, maybe any form of social media, and they just send you a post or tag you on something negative. I know many times this has happened. I remember recently someone tagged me on a video, and the video was so infuriating. I couldn't believe it was an interview between two women. One was single and the other was married. And the married woman was a bit elderly. And the married woman kept insisting that the single lady wasn't happy. And the girl said, "I feel complete." And the woman said, "Free is the word. You want to be free." And then she says to her, "What about how your married friends feel about you around their husbands?" And I flipped. I literally flipped. And the person who tagged me, I sent her a message. I said, "You know better than to tag me on things like this. Because right now, I'm about to go after this woman and I need to find her and tear her to shreds. How dare you? How dare you imply that marriage is necessarily better than being single? How dare you imply that someone is inferior because she's not married? How dare you impose your insecurities on her by making her begin to feel that her friends think that she wants to grab their husbands? Who says there's anything wrong with being single? Jesus was single. Apostle Paul was single. But you see, it's this kind of negativity that we get in the world, especially in the part of the world where I live, that makes people think that being single is a sort of punishment from God for not being virtuous enough. Now, today is not about relationships, so I'm not going to go into that. But what I'm saying is you need to stay away from things that will invoke negative emotions in you. Because just from watching that video, I'm already getting angry again. So this morning, the plan is to stay away from anything that's negative. And the scripture that we read, the easy translation, I'm going to try to read that same verse, that same scripture in other versions for you. So you see exactly what I'm trying to get you to see as well. Apostle Paul here says, "Now, my friends, I want to say this to you." He says, "Fill your mind with thoughts about good things." So when I say don't be negative today, you have to be intentional about being positive. So it's not just about saying, I'm not going to be negative. You have to be positive. That's the only way to deal with negativity. He says you have to think about the things that are true. You have to think about the things that are clean. You have to think about the things that are right, the things that are lovely. And think about things which people know are very good. Not what they think, but what they know. The Amplified Bible says, finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think continually. The Amplified says we are to think continually on these things. How? Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Like I said, it's intentional. No one goes into surgery and says, let's wing it. You have to know what you're doing. So today, if we're doing surgery on everything that is negative, you have to be intentional about continually centering your mind on the things that are good, the things that have virtue, the things that are worthy of praise, and implant them in your heart. So the Message translation says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you do the best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. This means also that beyond the things that you focus on, the things that come out of you are also important. Jesus said, and it's not the things that go into a man that defile him, it's the things that come out of him. So today, you have to practice not speaking any negative words. Here's the real fast. No negative words are to come out of your mouth, whether as a joke or when you're serious, I don't care. It really doesn't matter. Today, the rule is no negative words come out of your mouth. If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. Today, if you want to see someone smile, you have to send positive words in their direction. So if when somebody upsets you today, you're not allowed to say anything negative. The second rule is no negative broadcast messages. So don't send anything that's negative. You find something negative, don't forward it to someone else. Don't spread fear. Don't spread worry. Don't spread regrets. Don't spread anxiety. Don't spread anger. Don't spread anger. Someone sent me a video again this morning, and as I opened the video and I saw who was speaking, I immediately turned it off. Because I knew that it was going to bring out something negative in me. I was going to say something that I didn't want to say. And so I just flipped and moved on to the next video. Like I said, you have to be intentional. Don't allow it in, but don't forward it. No negative broadcast messages. No negative news. No matter what happens, don't spread negative news today. Especially if you're not sure of it. Because I know a lot of times you send messages where we're not even sure. And make sure that you do not find yourself in negative atmospheres. So anything that really tries to tamper with your peace, you need to get rid of it today. Even if it means staying off social media. Even if it means turning off your TV. Even if it means not putting on the radio today. Control your peace. Ensure that nothing negative comes in, but also that nothing negative goes out. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Bonkor.